deed you do with the right motive. Everything that you give with the right motive. Your service for God with the right motive. He says that's laying up treasure in heaven.
If you're trying to teach a child to read, you don't start him off with an encyclopedia. And if you're trying to teach a teenager to drive, you don't start him off with a sports car. Instead, you would start at a beginner's level with tools appropriate for the person's age and development. For the Christian, our treasure is an effective training tool in our spiritual growth, as you'll learn from Charles Stanley on the Monday edition of In Touch. Financial management is just one tool that God uses to develop important spiritual disciplines. Check your progress in this area as Charles Stanley leads us back to basics.
Well, we've been talking about those areas of our life that must be brought under control and must be brought into obedience to God for us to be able to be the persons that God wants us to be and to accomplish the things in life He wants us to accomplish. We've talked about our thoughts. We certainly must bring those under control, our time and our talents. And today I want to talk about our treasure. And Jesus had something very specific and very clear to say about our treasure. So I want you to turn, if you will, to the Sermon on the Mount, to Matthew chapter 6, and just a few verses in this chapter. Jesus gives us a word of caution about our attitude, about our treasure. And beginning in this 19th verse of the 6th chapter, He says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." It is amazing how much the Lord Jesus Christ said in just those few words. When He says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, but He says, rather, lay them up in heaven. So I think as you and I think about our treasure, whatever you and I possess in life, no matter what it is, it may be something, as we said, material, or some gift or talent or whatever, He says there's a way for us to handle this in a way that we will be the most rewarded by it, we will be the most blessed by it, and in a way that you and I can walk obediently before Him. And I think in order to understand that, we have to understand what is the proper view of our treasure. And we said everything we possess falls in the category of that treasure. What is the proper view? Well, the proper view starts with this. This simple principle so clearly given in the Word of God, God owns it all. He owns every single thing that you and I possess. Not only our material possessions, but our time, our talents, our gifts, everything, He owns it all. And once you settle that issue, you will settle the basic issue about the proper view of our treasure. So the first thing that I have to deal with is, I have to deal with the basic principle, God owns it all. The second thing I have to deal with in my proper view is this, and that is, I have to view myself properly in my relationship to it. What is my relationship? Well, if He owns it all, then you and I do not own it. What is our relationship? We are managers of what He has invested to us. I'm telling you, my friend, God has made it simple, clear, and plain. Whether you make $4 or $4,000 a week, it doesn't make any difference. The issue is the same. The person who makes $4 is just as responsible to God for being a wise manager of $4 as the man who has $4,000 a week. It doesn't make any difference. Or $4 million. It is the same principle of being a good manager, recognizing He's the owner, I'm the manager. And I'm to make all decisions based on scriptural principles and not principles of man. Now, He says there are two locations for our treasures. One of them is on earth. Some things will have to be earthly. And some are in heaven. Now, let's say you own an automobile, a house, clothes, and all the rest. You say, well, now, how can I lay up automobile or house and clothing or maybe some bank account? How can I lay that up in heaven? Well, let me say, first of all, that there's nothing wrong with having possessions. There's not any scripture anywhere in the Bible that says you shouldn't have possessions. And, of course, He says, the more faithful you are, more than likely, the more you're going to have. So there's nothing wrong with having treasure, having blessings of God. But the issue here is, where are they? And if you'll notice, He says, don't lay them up on earth, but lay them up in heaven. Now, He's not forbidding us to have things, but He's giving us a warning here. Now, what kind of things can I lay up in heaven? Certainly can't send an automobile or a house up there. What kind of things can I lay up in heaven? Here's what they are. Good works. Financial blessings. Things we give to others. Serving other people. Doing those things that are helpful to other people. If I want to lay up treasure in heaven, it's very clear. I am to lay it up by serving other people, whether I'm giving them money or whether I'm helping them in some way. It may be advice or whatever it may be. I am to give to the Lord's work if I am going to lay it up in heaven. And he says, not only am I to lay it up in heaven by giving to the Lord's work and helping others, I'm to give money to others. He says, don't focus your mind here on earth, what you're going to save down here. He said, lay up treasure in heaven. Now you say, well, I understand that, but how do we make the transfer? That's what we want to know. How do we make the transfer? Well, I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 19, because here is a very clear explanation, simple verse that tells you how to transfer treasure down here to heaven. Matthew 19. You recall this is the story of the rich young ruler. And you remember that he had lots of possessions. And look in verse 21, if you will. Matthew 19, verse 21. Jesus said to him, if you want to be complete, go and sell your possessions, give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. He says, if you do that, you'll have treasure in heaven. Now, what does he mean by treasure in heaven? Well, he's not saying to him, you must sacrifice everything you have in order to have treasure in heaven. You must just walk away from everything to have treasure in heaven. Now, listen carefully. There's not a single other time in Scripture where the Bible says that to be obedient to God, you have to sell everything you have and give it away. It doesn't say that. Some of God's servants in the Old Testament, New Testament, especially the Old Testament, they were very wealthy men. Look at Abraham, for example. They're very wealthy. God didn't say, give everything away. So he's not saying, in order to have treasure in heaven, you've got to give it all away. Here's the problem with this man. The problem with this young fellow was that idolatry was his major problem because he was unwilling to part with it. It was first, foremost in his life. Unwilling to part with it. And what God is saying is this. You want to lay up treasure in heaven? He says, give to others. Sacrifice what you have and what I'm asking you to do and come follow me. Obey me. How do you transfer it? You give it away. Now watch this. When you give your time away to someone else, you're sending up treasure in heaven. When you give your money to someone else or to the Lord's work, you're sending up treasure in heaven. When you and I are just doing good work for the Lord, serving Him in some fashion, we're sending up treasure in heaven. He says, you want to get it up there? Here's the way you get it up there. You don't have to worry about whether it gets there or not. And listen, you don't have to worry about whether the accountant up there is doing a good job or not. I guarantee you it is absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect. Which means that all of our life, all of our saved life, from the moment you and I were saved, we have the privilege of sending what? Sending up treasure in heaven. Those things that we do, those things that we give with the right motive, the right attitude, he says it's treasure in heaven. That's the way you get it up there. So think about this. Somebody says, well, you know, I'd like to send up all I can. Get busy. Get busy. You don't have to wait for somebody to tell you how to do it. Get busy. Every good deed you do with the right motive, everything that you give with the right motive, your service for God with the right motive, he says, that's laying up treasure in heaven. Now we come to this issue that all of us have to deal with. And that is, if I lay it up on earth, how secure will it be? And if I lay it up in heaven, how secure will it be? Well, let me ask you this. What material thing do you possess today that is absolutely safe in this earth? Not anything. I mean, you can have alarm systems in your home, on your car. You can put money in a bank. You can put treasures in a vault. You can do all kind of things. Somebody can steal it one way or the other. Or there could be an earthquake and the earth just swallow it up. Tornadoes to blow it to kingdom come. Floods wash it away. I mean, absolutely nothing materially in this world is secure. Lawsuits, bankruptcies, stock market crash. I mean, what do you and I have that is secure? Absolutely, physically, materially, nothing whatsoever. Isn't it foolish to spend all of a person's time accumulating, possessing and accumulating and accumulating and accumulating? That's what he's saying. He says, look, don't get into that. He says, if you get into that, you're going to be surprised. He says, don't hoard. Not, he does not say don't possess. Don't hoard. Don't just try to get all you can get. He says, that's foolish. Now, When he says moth and rust doth corrupt, most of what those people owned were clothes. So many of them were poor. And what they would do oftentimes is most of it was wool, and they would, the rich people would weave golden threads of gold through their clothing. And he says, now, it doesn't make any difference what you've got. The moths are going to get it. And besides that, all that precious metal, he said, rust can take care of that. And isn't it interesting that we don't hear a thing? The moths just eat it up. And rust doesn't make a sound. It just corrodes it. Why spend time and energy and effort in just accumulating and accumulating and accumulating? Now, if you're accumulating to give it away, that's a whole different story. Then it's no hindrance. If you're not accumulating to give, it's no hindrance. If we're accumulating in order to have security, then we got a problem. And what he's saying in this passage is, he says, don't do that. He says, that's not going to work. He says, don't set your mind on these things because, listen, he says, tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, stock market crash, you name it. But he says, if you'll do what I tell you to do, and that is put it in heaven, it'll be secure. Now, think about this. Electric fences, barbed wire fences, security systems, they can't keep folks out. They just slow them down. But let me ask you this. What can get through this? What can get through omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence? Absolutely nothing. What you and I send to heaven is absolutely and eternally secure forever and ever and ever. And nobody's going to be able to break through and steal anything that you and I send on. So why spend our lives and wreck our health accumulating and possessing? And I hear people say, well, I'm doing it for my family. Don't give me that. I mean, you know, your family can't spend but so much money. And one of the worst things you can do is practice family welfare, just handing it down to your children, just handing down lots and lots of money to them so they don't have to work and so they don't have to practice these principles and so they waste what you leave them. I don't personally believe you get a whole lot of blessing by what you leave. You had to leave it. Right? you had to leave it. You can't take a whole lot of credit for that. But if you give it now, then it's something you chose to do. You are laying it up. Give it away now and see what God does. You don't ever have to worry about thieves breaking through and stealing. Listen, what you give to God is hurricane-proof, tornado-proof, earthquake-proof, thief-proof. I mean, you name it, it's proof. Why? Because God is going to take what you and I give Him, and He's going to bless it and bless it and bless it and bless it. That's the way He operates. He's that kind of God. He wants to bless us. You think about what our treasure is. We've got eternal security. We are eternally saved. We have the unconditional love of God. We have this relationship with Him as Father and Son, Father and Daughter. Our treasure is not in things. Our treasure is in our families and our spiritual things and things we send on and helping other people and giving to God, giving to the work of the Lord. That's a way to do it. I challenge you to just try it. Just ask God to show you, Lord, give me a financial test. Just how much do you want me to give? And see what He says. One thing I guarantee, you will not outgive Him. And if He tells you to give what you think is more than you can handle, you try it because all He's saying is, I'm getting ready to bless you. Just open the door and let me do it. He said, now, I have to get the right view. It's not yours. It belongs to me. We're the managers. Here's how you spend it. Here's how you don't spend it. And remember the proper location. The proper location is not on earth. It's in heaven. Now, third thing I want you to notice and last thing. And that is concerning our treasure. Our treasure is a personal disclosure of who we are. He says your treasure and the way you treat it is a personal disclosure of who you are. Look at this. He says, verse 21, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. He didn't say maybe, might, with these exceptions. He says, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. Now, what is he saying? He's not saying that you and I should not have things. I mean, that's not what he's saying at all. He's not saying you shouldn't have this. Nor is he saying, these people here have all this money. Their hearts and their finances, not necessarily. There are people who are very wealthy whose heart belongs to God, whose treasure is in heaven. And what God is doing, He is allowing them to accumulate and to give and to accumulate, to give and to give and to give. And the more they give, the more they seem to receive. The more they give, the more they seem to receive. So that if our attitude is right about our treasure and our actions are right about our treasure, then how much we have isn't an issue. The issue is, where is my heart? If my heart is in the Lord and in His work and being obedient to Him, if He is my obsession and He is my focus, then what's going to happen? Everything that the Lord sends my way is going to get sifted through His will, and He'll show me where to send it and where to give it. Then I'll know exactly what He wants me to do. Then the money or the accumulation of it is not an issue at all. And so what He's saying here is this. If you set your mind to accumulate things on earth, you're going to become earthly minded. And to become earthly minded is to become worldly minded. But to be heavenly minded means that I know where the real issues in life are. They're in the spiritual realm, not in the material realm. And if I'm walking in the Spirit, I'll be wise with my material possessions, my treasure. And so therefore, He's not saying, now, don't have anything. He's simply saying, don't get preoccupied with accumulating things. Turn back to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Look at this passage. A very important passage. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. So let me ask you this. Where is your heart? Is your heart bent toward God? Is He the most important thing in your life? Is He the person of all persons in your life? Is He your obsession? Do you desire to know Him? Do you want Him? Are you working at your relationship with Him, that's the most important relationship in all of life? Do all other things have to be set aside? Is there any real competition in your life or your devotion to Him? You see, if that is your perspective on life, you could become a multi-millionaire. Wouldn't faze you one bit in the world, because you know where your treasure is. Not on this earth. It's in the Lord and in His work and being obedient to Him and doing what He would have you to do. You see, God knows that people who accumulate and accumulate, and that's their purpose, to accumulate and have more and more. What happens is they begin to worry about how much they have. They have to worry about, well, I want to be sure I don't lose it. And I want to be sure it's not taken from me. And what happens? Here's what happens. Listen to this. When our orientation toward treasure is unscriptural, it blurs our vision of God. He doesn't want anything blurring our vision. And whatever detracts me from Him and detracts my heart from Him and makes me anxious and worried and fretting in life, and I can't keep my heart on my mind and my heart on Him, then whatever that is, it's blurred my vision of God. He says, don't let yourself start laying up treasures on earth. He says, you lay up things in heaven where nothing can steal. He says, because where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. And where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. And your treasure will disclose the reality of what you really like. One of these days, we're all going to stand before Him and give an account for our life. And these things we're talking about in this series, things we're going to have to give an account for. Our thoughts, our time, which is life, our talents and gifts, and our treasure. And so I want to ask you again, where is your treasure? Is it in things material, or is it in relationships that God has given you with your family and others? Is it in the Lord's work? And are you sending it up daily? You say, well, I have so little. I want you to think about this. Let's say that here's a little lady, lives in maybe a little small apartment somewhere, lives on Social Security and hardly makes ends meet. But you know what she does every day? She calls people to encourage them. Here's this lady who's praying. She's got a prayer list of people she prays for every day. You know what she's doing? Man, she's sending it up by the carload every day. She's sending it up. Why? Because intercessory prayer is laying up treasure in heaven. Giving a little, whatever you have, little or much, is treasure in heaven. Encouraging other people and praying for them, and all of these things are treasures. You and I have 24 hours a day of the hours that we're awake. We have those hours to do what? To lay up treasure in heaven. Focused upon Him. And one of these days, we'll be absolutely, totally, and eternally amazed And what happened because you and I were faithful in a little bit, and God increased it, we kept on being faithful, and He kept on increasing, we kept on being faithful. And what happens? All the time, very quietly, sending it up, consistently sending it up, God's being honored, and we're being blessed. Father, we love You and praise You for giving us such profound principles and making them so simple that even a child could understand every single one of them. And we pray today in Jesus' name that for those people who've never trusted You as their Savior and don't know that You're not only interested in their eternal salvation, but You're also interested in their finances, in their family, in their fun in life, their pleasure in life. I pray in Jesus' name that You'll give them the wisdom to understand You want the very best for them. And the very best begins with this first step of confession of sin, the surrender of their life to Christ, believing that His death at Calvary paid their sin debt in full, and the moment they're willing to receive Him by faith as their personal Savior, life totally changes. God, how we do pray that all of us would be willing to take an inventory of our life to find out what is our treasure and where is it and where is our heart today. And whatever we find out, may we make whatever adjustments are necessary that we can say, my heart is in the Lord. My treasure is in Him. And my desire is to walk obediently before Him. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.
Every day we have opportunities to lay up treasure in heaven. But in order to take advantage of those openings, we must keep our focus on God and what He wants to accomplish in our life. Charles Stanley urged you to look carefully at your goals and priorities and make sure that your one desire is to be obedient to Jesus Christ. There are many unexpected difficulties that we encounter throughout life, and it's those surprises that can cause us the most turmoil. In order to handle those situations correctly, we need to be well grounded in God's Word before hardship arises. If you find yourself collapsing every time adversity touches your life, then you'll benefit greatly from reading the In Touch magazine. Through articles and features in this free publication, you'll find biblical truths that will keep you stable regardless of what life brings. To begin receiving your free subscription, ask for the In Touch magazine when you write. Our address is In Touch, in care of Far East Broadcasting Company, MPO Box 88, Seoul, 121707, Korea. Once again, that's In Touch, in care of Far East Broadcasting Company, MPO Box 88, Seoul, 121707, Korea. If you'd like to learn more about In Touch, order materials, or listen to radio messages on real audio, drop by our website. Our internet address is intouch.org. Are you facing intense temptation? Is the pressure to give in almost overwhelming? When you encounter situations like that, remember that we have a Savior who can sympathize with our weakness, and He stands with us to help us. Remember that greater is He who is in us, that's Jesus, than he who is in the world. Are you going through a difficult time right now? If so, then you'll want to be sure to join In Touch tomorrow. Dr. Stanley continues his series with emphasis on how our trials can be a source of blessing and great spiritual growth. That's Tuesday on In Touch. Touching lives with the Word of God. Charles Stanley's teaching is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia, USA.